Three Baltimore City Councilmen have asked the state's attorney general to investigate Comcast for price gouging. That's after the company imposed a data cap on Maryland Xfinity customers earlier this month. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Franca Moeller Paz's City College High School students have dealt with the same internet issues every day since their classes first went online.
Almost a third of students are constantly being kicked out, logging back in, or logging into my class 8, 9, 10 more times into the course.
Many Baltimoreans have been learning from home since the pandemic hit in the spring. That's only exacerbated the digital divide that makes access to quality internet difficult for low-income residents, like Moeller Paz's students. That's why City Councilman Christopher Burnett, Zeke Cohen, and Ryan Dorsey say they've asked Attorney General Frosch to investigate Comcast for price gouging. In a letter to Frosch, they said the company's high fees bar a portion of the city's low-income Black and Latino communities from internet connectivity, resulting in digital redlining. A spokeswoman for the AG confirmed Frosch received the letter and that the office will look into it. Comcast's new plan charges Xfinity customers without unlimited data plans who exceed 1.2 terabytes in data usage.
The threshold is arbitrary.
That's Councilman Dorsey.
It's to Comcast's advantage to set it around a fairly high amount. They're playing games around their messaging in order to better couch their wealth extraction from a poor city like Baltimore.
Tia Price is director of the Baltimore Digital Equity Coalition. She says the letter is an effort to put Comcast on notice.
Most people think that internet is a utility, but it's not. It's not regulated. It's very much a free market.
Cohen calls the cap the ultimate insult to injury.
It's unacceptable that in this arbitrary and capricious way, this mega company decides to jack up rates on Maryland consumers, particularly on Baltimoreans, many of whom we know are struggling day to day to pay their bills.
Their letter is a broader criticism of the company's fees too, Cohen says, citing Comcast's Internet Essentials program, which provides discounted rates for those eligible for public assistance.
They have done a whole publicity tour around their Internet Essentials program. However, we also know that Internet Essentials is simply not fast enough for most of our young people to learn online.
Christy Fox is a spokeswoman for Comcast. She says 1.2 terabytes is a massive amount of data that a very small percentage of customers hit each month. She says the plan ensures that Comcast can meet customers' needs now and in the future. Customers have several options if they anticipate surpassing 1.2 terabytes in data usage. Those who lease a modem from the company can pay an extra $11 a month for unlimited data. Those who don't can pay an additional $30 per month. Customers can also pay $10 for every 50 gigabytes over the cap, with a maximum monthly charge of $100. Customers will be given a free courtesy month the first time they surpass 1.2 terabytes, and the earliest Comcast would charge Maryland customers for exceeding that limit is August. Investigating the lawmaker's allegation may prove difficult. Maryland's price gouging statute is tied to the COVID-19 state of emergency. That's scheduled to be lifted at the end of August. Cohen says he's concerned the price gouging regulations exist only during states of emergency.
This is cause for us to rethink whether we actually need legislation to extend the laws around price gouging, because the issue is not going to go away.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.